speaking to Coventry Blaze, Ashley Tate, following a 3-2 overtime defeat in Sheffield. Ash, first of all, thoughts on the game?
Obviously disappointed not to come out with 2 points. I thought, obviously, we knew we get to 1-0 at the end of the third. You know the kitchen sink's coming at you in the third period, and it did. And a couple of penalties, personally, and then I think we kind of lost our focus a little bit. But, you know, we got back in the game 2-2 and goes to overtime. It's, you know, it would have been nice to take 2 points, but point on the road, we'll take it and we'll start again tomorrow.
You've played in an awful lot of games in your career. Have you seen a game where there have been so many penalties where 2 have been called at once?
No, I just think, obviously be careful what I say, but, you know, there just needs to be a line of communication. There's 3 guys wearing letters. I mean, even if the referee goes and talks to the coaches, which he kind of seemed to do a little bit on one bench tonight, just communication, let us know, because, I mean, even for the PA and all the rest of it, they don't know what's going on. They can't announce the penalty. So just maybe the lines of communication should be a little clearer, possibly.
How did it feel to score that equaliser?
To be honest, it was relief. And it was just one of those. I just turned and shot and it went in. And obviously just great. We're back to 2-2 because obviously they scored. The power plays they scored on, I was sat in the box. So it kind of made me feel a little bit better about it. But, you know, it would have been better to not be in that position. But we were and as I say, we'll take a point.
To come back in this building, having been part of so much success, how did it feel? Was it a bit strange?
Yeah, it's weird because there's a lot of guys in that room that I still talk to on a weekly basis. We're good friends, and you know, we always will be, kind of thing. But it's almost like when you're kids, you seem to hammer each other more in practice than you. And you go out in a game, play kids you don't know, you don't really touch them. It's just that's just how it is. But yeah, it's a little bit strange over there, and a lot of familiar faces, and there's been a lot of messages and tweets and that kind of thing, which is, you know, it's always very nice to read. So
nice reception at the start as well from the fans.
Yeah, it was quite humbled by that. I kind of wasn't really expecting it, but nice to. It's obviously nice to know I kind of made an impression on a few people.
Yeah, won a few trophies as well. You look at this. This is game one of a 2-game series, if you like, over the course of this weekend. And it's pretty fractious at times out there. Can we expect a bit more of that over the course of the next 24 hours?
We got Harve coming back and Kevin Harvey coming back to the lineup tomorrow. And, he'll give us that kind of, you know, he plays, he likes to crash and bang, and he's not afraid to drop the gloves. And he'll kind of give us that edge. And obviously Nottingham coming off the back of a really good season. They've started this year really well. You know, we've got to get back at it, but we're at home, and we'll be the ones throwing the kitchen sink tomorrow night.
And how important is it to have taken a point out of this one?
I think it's pretty big. I mean, if you look at the table, the top 4 go through. That's our aim. I mean, going off the back of last year, we win the group, and we didn't get any home ice advantage anyway. It makes no difference. It's all down to when you can get your ice and all the rest of it. So as long as we qualify, that's the key. And that's what we'll be trying to do.
Just finally on this team, you look like you've got a really good goalie, somebody that's going to keep you in an awful lot of games this season. What are you capable of doing?
I think we're capable of challenging for honours. We haven't played one game where we've had a full lineup yet this year. We will have a full lineup tomorrow night. So it's exciting. I mean, we had in Tuesday's practice, we had everybody out, and it was the best practice of the year, and hopefully we can build on that, build on the performance tonight. I mean, it's big. You know, we have a lot of young players, and it's nice that we came in and they weren't kind of overawed by the occasion, by the arena, by the whole kind of razzmatazz, if you like, hopefully we'll learn from it, and so I think we're back up here in a couple of weeks again anyway, so we'll try and go one better next time.